We'll be arriving on Maxis Realtor shortly, Nyssa. 1 month after leaving Valdron, as requested. How are you feeling?
Nervous. Excited, but mainly nervous.
You'll soon be with your daughter.
Nika's not seen me for 25 years. How will she react?
She'll be delighted to see her mother again. Of course she will.
I hope so. Ah!
No!
What was that?
Course change. Sudden and violent.
Caused by what?
The console instruments are making course calculations. A TARDIS is doing this.
How is that possible? Doctor? What is this?
I think I know, but it can't...
I can't gather my thoughts. I can't focus.
It will pass, Miss. I told you.
We're losing power.
Emergency landing. Hang on!
Ah!
Are you all right?
I'm in one piece.
Oh, what was that?
Did we hit something?
We've landed.
On Maxis Realtor?
Oh, I'd say that's highly unlikely.
Then where?
Shall I check the coordinates?
That wouldn't do much good, not here.
Why? Where's here?
Someone try the scanner at least.
Good idea. There. That's what's outside.
A mountain range? Doesn't tell us much.
Those are the Meridian Mountains. They separate the Arcadian Desert from the lowlands of Outer Gallifrey.
We're on your home planet?
No, we're not. Come outside.
A forest?
This isn't the same place as on the scanner.
Is this another part of Gallifrey?
We're not on Gallifrey.
Then where are we?
We're on Alzarius.
Alzarius? But that was Adric's homeworld, wasn't it? And that was
in another universe.
Sea space.
You're saying we've passed into another universe?
This makes no sense. Passing through the CVE is unlikely enough to land on Alzarius.
A CV what?
A charged vacuum emboitment.
That's a thing?
Not so much a thing as an event. Rare to the point of being improbable.
CVEs were manufactured by the Logopolitans to protect against universal entropy.
Exactly. The question is, why has the TARDIS brought us here?
The question is, how do we get back?
I wonder. I still have Adric's Alzarian image translator somewhere. I'll have to dig it out in due course. We'll need it to get a true image on the scanner. Oh, well now.
What's that mean?
A program has been entered into the TARDIS's navigational subroutines.
Yes, it activated itself and it recognized that we were close to a CVE.
Someone programmed the TARDIS to do this.
Who?
Adric.
Adric?
His login signature is on the programming.
I don't get it.
Don't you remember? Adric calculated a way back to E-Space when he wanted to go back home.
Just before we met the Cybermen. Just before he...
Before he died.
Yes, thank you, Tello. I didn't know he'd used the TARDIS instruments.
He must have used a block transfer computation.
He would have known how. The Master showed him on Castrovalva. That computation would have physically permeated the TARDIS innards and stuck, sitting in the navigation codes, waiting until we passed close to a CVE.
But Adric wanted to return to Pterodon, not Alzarius.
He needed a point of reference for navigation. Alzarius would have been the only point in E-Space that he could mathematically locate.
So can't we use the same program to go back?
It was a one-way calculation.
And is the TARDIS up to it anyway? That was one bumpy landing.
Yes, that was odd. We suffered a temporary drop in power. There's still a slight trickle of power loss.
Is it serious?
I should check if the instruments have been damaged. The comparator looks fine, fully charged, undamaged. The convitic anomalizer also good. Now, let's have a look at you.
Is that a gem? It looks like a large ruby.
Ever see a ruby with a glowing light inside it?
It looks valuable.
In practical terms, it's priceless. This is the interface stabilizer. It protects us from severe external forces. Shock, pressure, extreme heat or cold, radiation. It's crystalline, so holding up to the light would show any flaws, but... No.
Doctor, are we staying here?
Until I've performed a full diagnostic, at least. Why?
Adric often talked about how the ecology of Alzarius changed every 50 years or so.
Mistfall. He told you about that.
Enough that I think we need to be sure it isn't going to happen any time soon.
Oh, just stand around admiring the view. We've a job to do. Get the equipment unloaded.
Yes, Mr. Solus.
And a runner.
Sir?
I want you and your diving team suited up and ready to go in 30 minutes.
We'll be ready.
30 minutes, people! Then I want our divers in the water. I want them in the marsh.
Find out how close we are to Mistfall. We need to find out where Alzarius is in its solar cycle. We'll split into two pairs and take star readings using these.
What are they?
Electronic astrolabes. They work in day or night. You just need an unobstructed view of the sky.
I know how to use one of those.
Excellent. Here you are. You and Nyssa make the bat range of hills over there. Tegan and I will go in the opposite direction. Meet back at the TARDIS in 2 hours.
2 hours. See you then.
Come on then, Doctor. Best foot forward.
You know what you've got to do, so let's get it done. Helmets on, check your breathing.
Breathing's fine, Mr. Solus.
Good. All right, all of you, into the water. You've been in these marsh waters before, but it's dark under there. Keep close to one another. Weapons team, stand ready, just in case.
Violent creatures, Adric said. They hibernate in the water of the marshes and emerge during mistfall. There are other fauna as well. Giant spiders, poisonous apparently.
And it looks so picturesque for now. So much colour. When it wakes
up. My leg! I can't move it!
Can you stand? If I support you?
No! My leg's totally numb!
Both of you! Stay completely still. Try to run and you'll get what he got.
Why did you shoot at us? Who are you?
That's right, play the innocent. But you're not going to be causing us any more trouble. Put your hands up!
What happened to him?
I don't know. He put his hand to his neck. There's a red mark.
Yes. The sap of the right mind does this.
What my friend is trying to say is that he hit him with a sleeping dart. A strong soporific. He'll be unconscious for hours.
Is that a catapult?
I do not know this word. You're staring.
Sorry, it's just...
Don't be alarmed by Drell's appearance. He is a Haragi. The tattoos that cover his body are an adornment of his people. They tell the story of his bloodline.
Who are you?
My name is Yan Farah, and I'm a new Alzarian.
A new Alzarian?
Let's continue this conversation somewhere safer, shall we?
Turlo.
And I'm Nyssa.
I still can't feel my leg.
The feeling will return, Turlo. You were hit with a stun round. Here, let me help you.
I'll help.
Why did he shoot at us?
He thought you were with us.
Hey?
Questions later. Let's get out of here.
I will make sure this guard is unharmed.
Okay, catch us up.
You sleep. Yes. And now... at my hand, you will sleep forever. Die as your kind will also die.
Not much further. The forest should open up shortly. Oh.
It's not all a garden paradise, then.
That's odd. Other side of the river, so nothing is growing.
Dead trees as far as the eye can see, right up to the hills.
I didn't see this before, but then again, we didn't explore far.
Here's something that might interest you even more. Look, tire tracks.
Made recently, too.
So we're not alone here.
It would seem not. Let's see where they lead.
How's it going down there?
All done. The others are just about ready to come up.
Good. Right, you lot. I want you...
You there! You!
Doctor! Do you think we should go rushing in like this?
Just what do you think you're doing?
Weapons ready. That's close enough.
Please, I'm the doctor. This is Tegan.
Hi.
We mean you no harm, but you need to get your people out of the water.
It's dangerous.
Huh? Really?
There are creatures in that marsh dormant, but if you disturb them...
Creatures? You mean the marshmen?
You know about the marshmen.
Now, why we're here?
Not far now. Nyssa, you said you came here by accident.
A kind of crash landing.
Very unfortunate accident to land on Azaria. Drell, was he all right?
He will sleep for a long time.
What do you want with the Marshmen? Tell me.
We'll continue this conversation in a moment. They're coming up. I want this to run as smooth as clockwork. Get ready.
Whatever you're doing, don't.
Keep those two at gunpoint. Stun them if they get in the way. Okay, here they come.
Doctor, what are those things they're carrying?
This is bad.
But what are they? They're like giant wet feedback.
The material is a collagen membrane. Those pods contain living beings, dormant Marshmen.
I think I can make out the shape of something inside there. All curled up.
Well done, everyone. Okay, quick as you like, get them into the back of the transporter, into the container. Gently, gently.
When they wake up, they're going to be very angry.
They won't wake up until we want them to. Okay, lock it up. We need to get them back to the base as quickly as we can.
What are you going to do with them?
No questions. You know, I could have you two arrested. This planet is out of bounds by Decider Decree 786. Tell me what you're doing here.
Did you just say Decider?
It's over here. We use this greenery as camouflage.
A spacecraft?
Just a planet hopper. A birthday present from my parents. Not much to it, but being small makes it easier to hide. In you go.
Thank you.
Turlo, you can rest on the bench.
Thanks. I think I'm starting to feel my toes, at least.
You'll be fully recovered soon.
You're right, Farah. There's not much room.
Drell doesn't like it. Do you, Drell? He likes flying in it even less.
Machines are not good. Not necessary.
The Haraggi distrust technology. And I sympathise. I choose nature over technology whenever I can. But when you have to get from one planet to another, there's no choice. And we're here to help nature, after all. The nature of Alzarius.
You came here by accident, as you say. How do you know so much about Alzarius?
It's a long story, Solus. Did I catch that right?
Solus, you mentioned a Decider Decree. Are you from the Starliner?
The Starliner?
Yeah. What's the Starliner?
The Pterodon Starliner. Your people were led by three deciders.
We still are, but the Starliner was a long time ago.
How long?
I don't know what to make of you two. The trespassers, you're not very well informed.
The doctor asked you a question. How long?
Get on board. Up front with me. We can have the history lesson on the way.
My people are descended from a community that lived on a Starliner that crashed on Alzarius thousands of years ago.
I know something about that.
You do? Then you know that the Starliner left Alzarius 300 years ago.
Don't look at me, I know nothing.
300 years? But yes, of course.
The Starliner travelled for a long time after leaving, looking for somewhere suitable for a new home. Then they found a world, the Haraggi's world.
You came from the sky. The first outsiders my ancestors had seen.
We made great friends of the Haraggi. We established ourselves, we built and cultivated, we expanded and populated large areas over time. And, of course, we introduced technology on a grand scale to a world that had known none of it.
Not our world anymore.
The Haraggi were, are, a simple people, close to nature. We made it our world. We trampled over the natural beauty of that planet and came to dominate it. Not through force, but through an absolute and arrogant assumption of our superiority through technology.
And this world became your new home?
Those citizens, led by First Decider Logan.
Ah, Logan, such a good man.
Yes. He saved us. Those First Citizens, they worked hard. They built homes that over generations became vast settlements. They built industries that enriched our society. Within 100 years, we were trading with other worlds.
Does your world have a name?
The Haraggi had no name for it. So by decided decree, it was named New Alzarius. Oh, for goodness sake!
What is it?
There was a temporary bridge over this ravine.
Where's it gone?
They must have cut the supporting cables.
Who?
Outlers. We'll have to find another way round.
Outlers. That's another term from the past. They call us outlaws. It's an old term, a pejorative for anyone who doesn't conform, for anyone who chooses to live free of the whim of the deciders.
Deciders?
Our leaders. There are three of them. A hangover from the time of the Starliner. Appointed at the discretion of the first decider. We don't do democracy.
How many of you outlaws are there?
Here on Alzarius, it's just me and Drell. But we're making life difficult for the expedition. Little things. We block the roads, steal their equipment, their food rations, that sort of thing.
Why?
It frustrates them. Makes it difficult for them to move, to do their work.
Yes, but why do it at all?
We want them to leave.
We're not going to let them trample over the beauty of this world as they have done on New Alzarius.
There you have it. Dead ahead, Alzarius base.
Is that a spaceship?
The central structure is the ship that brought us here, with living modules connected to the hull by sealed walkways.
And your decider is here?
Decider Merion. The base is her command post.
This expedition must be very important to your people if you have a decider to lead it.
It's our most vital endeavour. But enough, we're arriving, and we have to get these marshmen back into water as quickly as we can.
Yes?
Decider Merion? Ma'am, Mr. Solus's compliments. He has returned.
Was he successful?
He's taking the marsh creatures to the science unit.
Get them into the observation tank. Tell Mr. Solus I'll be there momentarily.
Yes, Decider.
Steady. I want those pods undamaged. All right. They're fully immersed. You can release them. Now, seal the tank. Done. Safe and sound. Arana, what's the water temperature?
24 degrees.
Perfect.
What you're doing here is very dangerous.
Not to mention immoral.
If I need your opinions, I'll ask for them.
That's enough, Mr. Solus.
My apologies, Decider.
Decider Merion.
First Decider, Lana Merion. Who are you?
I'm Tegan. This is the Doctor. You're in charge of this lot, are you?
The Doctor?
They say they came here by accident.
In a blue box, perhaps.
You know about the TARDIS.
Tegan.
Solus, these are friends of New Alzarius and are to be afforded every hospitality.
But Decider, they're trespassers.
Every hospitality.
Yes, ma'am.
Decider, I'm going to have to insist that you release these marshmen.
That's not going to happen. We've come a long way and taken a lot of risks to get them.
You've no right to treat them this way.
Speaking of risks, if they wake up, are you sure this glass is strong enough to contain them? Because you had better be very sure.
They won't wake up.
How do you know?
Marshman hibernation is ended by a drop in temperature. Solus, what's the water temperature at the moment?
24 degrees.
More than adequate. We'll keep them nice and warm until we're ready for them to revive.
And then what? Vivisection?
No.
Why take them at all?
Our mission is entirely ethical. Come next door and let me show you our science unit, where this work is coordinated.
Decider, if you'll excuse me, I have to write up my patrol report.
Certainly.
Citizen Arana, stay with these friends of New Alzarius. Make sure they get anything they need.
Yes, Mr. Solus.
Doctor, through here.
Tegan?
I'll stay here and keep an eye on the marshmen.
They're not going anywhere.
I don't trust this bunch.
Up just next door.
What are you doing?
Taking a closer look at the tank.
Please, don't do that.
Nervous?
Our science unit. As you see, it's well equipped.
I had a brief look when Solus brought us up here to the tank room. I couldn't help noticing this cage.
We do not intend to cause the marshmen harm in any way.
Are you going to revive them?
Eventually, under very controlled conditions.
Tell me, Decider, what is the purpose of your expedition?
Strange to think there are living creatures in there. Hey, that's odd.
What?
Should there be condensation on the tank?
No.
And the glass? It feels cold against my palm.
The water temperature's still shown as 24 degrees.
It's a lot colder than that.
They're moving! Do you think they'll come out of their pod?
That answers that question. Right. They're big, aren't they?
Your friend said he wasn't sure that the glass is strong enough.
Let them take a chance. We need to get out of here.
Yeah.
The door won't open! Oh. It's locked! Can anyone hear me?
Hey!
Tegan! The door's jammed! Tegan!
Keep away or I'll shoot! She means it!
I warned him! You others, get back!
They don't understand.
Harada, keep away from
me! No! Someone, please! Get me out of here!
To. What's the other marshman doing?
Not much at the moment. Standing in front of me, breathing deeply.
He's acclimatizing. He's come from an underwater environment into one that's oxygen-rich. Oxygen-rich, Tegan! Look around. Are there any oxygen cylinders in there?
I don't know! But wait, there's a medical kit on the wall. There's an oxygen cylinder inside.
You can use the oxygen to hold off the marshman when he revives. Spread it towards him. It's too rich for him.
Got it! Are you sure about this?
Well, it worked once before. Keep calm. I'll get you out as quickly as I can.
What's happening?
The marshman broke out from the tank. One's dead, the other is in there with Tegan.
Where's Arana?
Dead.
They killed her.
Later. Right now, the important thing is for us to get through this door. Where's the main circuit junction for this room?
Behind you.
Oh, my. What an awful lot of circuitry. Now...
Citizen, give me your gun. I'll handle this marksman.
Stun setting, Solus. We must have him alive.
Yes, Decider.
Doctor!
1 minute, Tegan.
I don't think I've got a minute. All right. Let's see how you like this. The oxygen works! The oxygen's run out! Doctor!
Tegan, get down!
Mr. Solus, that's enough.
Just making sure. Citizens, get this thing to the cage before it wakes up.
Tegan, my dear, did they harm you?
I'm okay. Doctor, I felt the glass of the tank just before the marshmen woke up. The water was cold.
The temperature gauge is still showing 24 degrees.
An instrument fault?
No, it was deliberate. The circuit junction has been tampered with. The door and heating controls.
More outlets. Sabotage that wretched kid, Farah.
It's a little sophisticated for him, and he would have needed to get into the base.
I've said before, my security protocols are not being taken seriously, but this is the last straw. I'm going to take the transporter. I'm going to find him and drag him back here.
Don't underestimate him. Citizen Lemus is still missing with no signal from his bio-implant.
I'll be careful.
Take two others with you.
Citizens? I'll get it done quicker on my own.
I wish that infuriating man wasn't so annoyingly useful.
Meanwhile, hello! I'm soaking here.
But of course, I'll take you to my quarters. We'll get you a change of clothes.
Thank you.
Then you and I can continue our conversation, Decider.
My quarters. It's not much, I'm afraid.
I don't know. It's bigger than my room on the TARDIS.
Tidier, too.
I'll call my aide. Femme?
Yes, Decider.
Can you come to my quarters?
I'll be right there.
Decider, you were going to tell me about the purpose of this expedition.
We are the fourth expedition to Alzarius, Doctor. Part of an undertaking to learn more about who we are and our potential.
The Marshmen being your ancestors, of course.
We retain some traces of their super-evolutionary abilities. We recover quickly from minor injuries. That's a Marshman trait. It may be we have other of their abilities latent within us.
Such as?
We know they have some form of telepathy. It may be that we could develop our own telepathic skills if we better understood how it manifests in the marsh creatures.
How do you propose to understand it better?
My aide is here. Come in, Fem.
Tegan?
You have a task for me, Decider.
I'm so sorry, Fem. Your appearance startled my friend.
I'll apologize on my own behalf, thank you. I'm very sorry. Are you,
am I...
Fem is not a marsh creature, Tegan, but she once was.
I am aware I look odd to your eyes. I am not offended. Please say what you feel.
You look, well, a bit like us, but still there's the...
Bald pate, prominent veins, pale skin, uncontrollable urge to kill. my little Joe.
I knew that.
Fem, could you take Tegan through to my sleeping quarters? Provide her with dry clothes from among my wardrobe.
I'd appreciate that, thank you.
Decider.
Fem was collected as a marsh child in her pod 8 years ago, during the last expedition to Alzarius.
Collected? You mean kidnapped?
Doctor, please. I commanded the last expedition. I cared for Fem when she first arrived on New Alzarius, and I have taken her into my home. She's like a member of my family, and she's happy.
She's evolved so far in just 8 years.
Remarkable, isn't it? She's still more marsh child than New Alzarian, but nevertheless...
Her speech patterns are flawless.
She's remarkably intelligent, a quick study. We've learned a lot from her, but there's much more to know. She will be crucial to this expedition, helping us communicate with the marshmen.
Communicate? With the marshmen you captured?
And with the others when they come out from the marsh.
When they... You're talking about Mistfall.
Of course.
You've deliberately planned this expedition to coincide with Mistfall.
It's the culmination of our mission.
It's madness! This planet becomes entirely hostile during Mistfall. Not just the marshmen, but... When is Mistfall due?
We cannot say precisely.
When?
Soon. A day, a week. Alzarius is entering the optimum orbital position for Mistfall to occur.
Then it could happen any time. And I have two friends who are still out there.
Tell us, Farah. How did you and Drell meet up? Back home, I'm active in Haraggi Rites. Drell and I became friends following a natural disaster. A terrible flood that killed many Haraggi. Drell lost his family.
I'm so sorry.
They are still with me. In my heart.
You really think the two of you can stop this expedition?
We'll try. We have to.
They steal from this world. At first they took plants and soil and water.
Sounds like standard scientific research.
And last time they took a creature. Removed it from its own kind and returned with it to New Alzarius. The creature has become a hybrid.
That sounds horrible.
We are determined to stop this before Alzarius is despoiled any further. Its nature stolen and its people uprooted. We will be glad of your help, if you're interested.
We need no others.
But Drell, we could do so much more if it wasn't just the two of us.
We have a friend. His name is the Doctor. You should speak to him. If there's injustice here, he'll want to put it right.
Not that this is any of our business, Nyssa.
I would like to meet this Doctor.
Come with us to our ship. He should be there by now.
Marvellous.
You look every part the citizen.
Pretty basic gear, this.
Expedition clothing is perfectly utilitarian.
Apart from the lack of pockets.
Let me fetch you a jacket from the Decider's locker. Here, this should...
Oh, what is it?
There's something on the jacket. Cobwebs.
Cobwebs? As in what you get from... Fem! There's something moving in the pocket.
Moving?
Spider! Drop it! Oh. Drop it! Oh. Way bigger than any spider I ever saw back home. Fem, get back!
It came at me.
Chick, are you all right?
Doctor, come in, but be very careful.
Good grief, where did that come from?
Everyone, keep still. Don't let it get near you.
Doctor, it's looking at me.
Tegan, when I say run, run. Run! Don't let it touch you.
Don't worry. It moves so fast.
Perhaps if I can throw my coat on it, I might get you.
Alternatively, I could crush it.
Yeah, that worked.
There was no need for that.
Oh, we must agree to differ. Fem, where did it come from?
The locker.
This one?
Yeah.
Cobwebs. I see. And, oh,
of course. That looks like a rock melon.
It's a river fruit, or the remains of one. A staple food in these parts. Close to Mistfall, they sometimes host marsh spider eggs.
How did it get in there?
It must have been placed here by the Outler. The boy Farrah again. I'll get security in here, make sure there are no more of these river fruit. Fem, with me.
Yes, Desire.
Why would someone leave that here? To kill Merriam?
It's hardly a precise murder weapon, but more to the point, I don't see how these outlaws could get into the base and into a decider's quarters without being spotted.
You don't think this Farrah did it?
I think planting that river fruit would have been a lot easier for someone already working on the base.
An inside job.
Very likely.
You said you landed near a waterfall. We know that place. It is not far.
You know your way around. You've had to learn. Keep out of the sight of the citizens. Hang on. Can you feel that?
What is it?
The ground is shaking.
Mistfall is coming.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is how it always starts. Tremors underground. Venting gases on the surface. The mist will follow shortly.
And the marshmen will awaken.
Put the spider remains on the bench, Fem. The science team can examine the carcass.
Yes, Decider.
The marshman's woken up, eh?
He's safe in that cage. It's secured with a mechanical lock. No outlet sabotage will be able to set him free.
You said the marshmen were intelligent beings, and yet you put him in a cage.
Be reasonable, Doctor. You saw how violent he was. They're feral when they're revived.
Oh, no.
Fem, are you all right?
I felt a pain. Or maybe not a pain, exactly. In my head. It's him, the marshman. Are you trying to communicate with me? Are you... I'm fine. Sorry, I didn't mean to agitate him.
You felt the marshman in your head?
A definite contact of some kind. Not like speech. More like concepts. Fear. Pain.
What's happening?
Our instruments are picking up low-level seismic activity in pockets all across the planet.
Seismic activity? Like an earthquake?
It's not an earthquake, is it, Decider? It's Mistfall.
Correct.
This is the first sign of the Mistfall, Tegan. Subterranean tremors.
This is Decider Merriam to all Alzarius base personnel. We have Mistfall. Repeat, we have Mistfall. Begin lockdown procedures.
Lockdown? Now wait a minute.
Remember your training, calm and measured. No panic. This is what we're here for. Good luck, everyone.
Doctor? Charlo and Nyssa are out there?
This base will shortly go into secure lockdown. When it does, it will be the only safe place on the planet.
Nonetheless, I need to locate my friends.
Solus to Alzarius base. Can you hear me, over?
Solus? Solus, where are you?
I'm looking for the Outler, like I said.
You should return to base. Mistfall is beginning.
I know it's Mistfall. I'm looking at it. How long until full lockdown?
An hour at the most.
I'll give it half an hour, then I'll head in.
And Solus, there are others for you to look out for.
Others?
Two friends of mine, Mr. Solus, a young man and woman.
They're called Turlo and Nyssa.
I'll keep an eye out for them.
We'll prepare drone coverage. If we see either the Outlaws or the Doctor's friends, we'll let you know.
Understood. Solus out.
Your friends can look after themselves, Doctor. I've got other priorities.
There you are, Doctor. Solus will find your friends if they're out there.
In the mist? In half an hour?
What did you mean by drone coverage, Decider?
I'll show you.
The mist is getting thicker.
Yes. It seems to be thickest here by the marsh.
Aren't we supposed to be heading to the TARDIS?
This is more important.
It is mistful.
Part of our procedures for monitoring mistfall include the deployment of aerial drones. Equipped with infrared imaging, they can detect movement even through thick mist. The images come up on these screens.
Then they could be used to search for Nyssa and Turlough.
Marshmen have a distinctive body heat signature. Your friends will look very different. We'll find them. And when we do, we'll send out a fast recovery squad to bring them back.
What's that?
I don't know. Power outputs seem to be rising.
Let me see. Your ship's power core is surging.
Sabotage again.
Your central power control programming has been corrupted. It's not responding. The power core is going critical.
There must be a way to stop it.
The marshman isn't too happy.
Please, I know you're afraid, but calm down.
Can he understand you?
I don't know. I feel his fear. I don't know if he's getting anything from me.
If we can't stop this, the ship and this entire base will be destroyed.
I'm trying. The power surge has gone into an exponential loop.
That's bad, right? Doctor!
Not now, Tegan. I'm busy.
Farah, this is not a good idea. We should leave. I want to see them. The marshmen.
I know about the marshmen. They're dangerous.
It may be wise to withdraw.
Drell?
To observe from a distance.
Too late now. Listen, we have to leave.
Farah, please. It's not safe.
Here they come. They're beautiful. Wonders of nature.
Listen, come on.
Both of you stay very safe. Why? Do not run. It's not safe. Not yet.
Turn him. Do as he says.
We do not yet know we are here. If you make a sudden movement, they will.
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
Yanfar.
Be silent.
He stopped.
We will leave now. Move slowly back away.
Where are you going? Why should they want to hurt us?
If you keep your voice down.
But they're magnificent. Look at them.
You must stand, Yanfar.
Everyone ready? Now, run!
Well, Doctor?
Still not responding. You should evacuate the cider.
But it's mistful.
Lana, we only have minutes.
You heard the Doctor. We have to get everyone out.
Sound the alert. Evacuation procedures. All citizens are to leave the base. Now, all of you out.
Decider, what about the marshman? You can't leave him here.
If we release him, he'll attack us. There isn't time to tranquilize and move him. He stays.
But Decider...
That's my decision. Fem, what are you doing?
I'm going to unlock the cage.
No, you are not.
I'm sorry, Decider.
You've never challenged me before.
Fem is quite right. We can't leave the marshman to die.
You do not give orders here, Doctor.
There's no way now of stopping a critical power failure. We have to leave. Fem, open the cage.
I hope you can understand me. We mean you no harm. Here goes.
He's attacking the instruments.
We have to go. Come on, everyone, run!
Scientist's face.
My arm! I think the marshman broke it.
Quick, here. Use my tie as a sling. That's all we can do for now.
What?
Use your good arm for extra support.
We need to get to the TARDIS.
Yes, but can we even find the way in this mist?
Well, we can't stay here. Come on.
Is everyone all right?
I think so.
The Marshman. He must have been killed.
I'm sorry.
This isn't quite everyone. Some didn't get out.
I make it about 30 of us.
Marshmen.
A whole load of them, it sounds like.
That was a very big bang. I imagine every marshman within miles is heading our way right now. Big bang. I imagine every marshman within miles is heading our way right now.
What? Then we need to get undercover.
We have no shelter, we have no weapons. We're not a military operation. The few guns we had went up with the base.
We should try to get to the TARDIS.
Your blue ship. Of course.
Can we even find our way back there in this mist?
That's the tricky part. It'll be in that direction, I think.
You think?
I'm fairly sure.
That'll have to do. Everyone, get ready to move out.
Doctor, that explosion, if it was deliberate, how could this outlaw they were talking about have done it?
I was thinking the same thing. Decider, could I have a quiet word?
Yes.
The water tank, the spider in your locker, now the pre-programmed meltdown of your power core. How likely is it that this outlaw Farah could have been responsible for all that inside your base?
What are you saying?
Watch your people, Decider. There may be someone else working against the best interests of this expedition. Be careful who you trust.
I trust my people, but I'll bear it in mind.
Well, it's great. Marshman out there and maybe another killer or killers right here.
That sums it up nicely.
A river. Farah, Drell, do you know where we are?
I am not sure.
Wait, this is good. The TARDIS landed by a waterfall. That waterfall fed into a river. If this is that river, all we need to do is head upstream.
It might take us to the waterfall.
And the TARDIS, exactly. Possibly.
I think it is a good plan.
It had better be. It's our only one.
This is impossible. We can't see more than 20 metres in this mist.
How much further, Doctor?
Hard to say. Working our way around that ravine took rather longer than I'd anticipated.
Stop! What was that?
Someone's in trouble. But I can't tell where it came from.
One of the citizens must have become separated from us in the mist.
Then let's go and help them.
If the marshmen took him, it's already too late.
What?
I'm sorry to say, Tegan, the decider's right.
Marshmen, up ahead.
We've got marshmen behind us and in front.
We need to change direction. This way.
Everyone, this way. Keep together.
The TARDIS. We made it.
This is your ship.
It's even smaller than mine.
Appearances can be deceptive. You'd better come in.
No sign of the doctor.
He should have returned by now.
Believe it.
This is not right.
It takes a bit of getting used to the bigger on the inside thing.
This is not natural.
Calm down, Drell.
Drell, you'll be quite safe here. Don't be afraid.
I am not afraid. I am angry. This thing is an abomination.
You maniac. What do you think you're doing? Stop it, the console.
Don't just stand there, Tyler. Stop him.
This is ridiculous.
What is that?
What?
That crystal. It is beautiful. It glows.
Some piece of the TARDIS.
The doctor was trying to fix it.
The interface stabilizer. Please, put it back.
I'd better shut the doors in the meantime. Don't want any marshmen wandering in.
No! I will not stay in this place!
Drell! No! Come back! Drell!
He can tolerate most technology, but this... all this was too much for him.
I'm going after him.
Don't tell me you've lost your mind as well.
Without the interface stabilizer, we might never be able to leave this universe.
Nyssa, wait a minute. It's too dangerous.
Should we go after her?
I suppose we probably should. Come on.
How much further?
I'm not sure. Like I said, we're a long way from our original route.
We've lost two more of our people.
And the marshmen are picking us off.
Close.
And in our path, we'll have to change tack.
Again? I hope you've not lost your sense of direction, because I have.
This way, I think.
That takes us deeper into the forest.
And now it's the only direction available to us without meeting the marshmen.
You hope.
If those creatures are my doom,
so be it.
Drell, come back.
I will not enter that place again.
Please. Give me the red crystal.
This? I do not think so.
We need it for our ship.
I will not help you work that ship.
There you are, Drell. Give them their crystal. You and me will find our way back to our own ship. We might be safe there.
I do not think so.
Wait. There's some sort of vehicle approaching. The expedition transporter.
Rescue?
It looks like it.
Well, well, what have we here?
This galley should make a good place for us to rest for a short while.
Doctor, do we stand any hope of finding this ship of yours?
We may have to consider our options.
Meaning?
If we stay in this forest in the mist, it's only a matter of time before the marshmen close in on us. If we can't get to the TARDIS soon, another option is to go to the hills.
That would help.
We might get high enough that we'd be above the mist.
There are caves in the hills.
Defensible positions, even better.
Doctor, where is Tegan?
Tegan? She's just... Tegan? Has anyone seen Tegan?
I haven't seen her.
No. Not for a while.
Oh, no.
Doctor! Doctor! This stupid mist! Doctor! Why did you have to go charging off? Who's that? Is someone there? Hello?
That's Tegan.
Doctor, come back!
I'm going to help.
Then, we need to stay together. We'll follow them. Everyone with me!
Get back! Stay away! What? You're injured. Hey, wait a minute. It's you, isn't it?
Tegan, get away from
me. Tegan. Doctor? Em? This is the marshman from the base.
Are you sure?
He's got burns, one or two open wounds.
Let me see.
Doctor?
Over here, Decider. Oh.
I can feel his pain.
Perhaps we should put it out of its misery.
No!
It would be a kindness, Tegan.
If this was one of your citizens, would you put them out of their misery?
That's not the same thing.
Isn't it? This marshman is to be given medical attention, and he's coming with us.
Now, wait a minute.
He's injured, and he needs help. If it convinces you, do you remember Fem had a mental connection with him back at the base?
So?
Possibly, just possibly, we might be able to mediate with the marshmen through him.
I suppose there might be something in that, but the creature will need to be restrained.
It would be wise to take precautions. Bring me some dressings. I'll treat his wounds as best I can.
Give him your medical pack, citizen.
Here. Thank you. Steady, old chap. This won't hurt a bit.
Doctor, aren't we taking him to the TARDIS?
We're not going to the TARDIS.
We're not?
The marshmen are everywhere. We're heading for the hills.
What about Nyssa and Tala?
I haven't forgotten. We just have to hope they're safe inside the TARDIS.
Let's see. An Outler, a Haragi, and two what? You must be the Doctor's friends.
You've met the Doctor? Is he safe?
Didn't you hear the explosion?
What about it?
The doctor was in it.
No!
What happened?
Don't you know? After all, you caused it.
What? No! No, we've tried to slow you down, stolen your equipment, that sort of thing, but nothing dangerous.
I know you didn't do it.
Thank you.
Because I did it.
What? You did it?
Drell, you can kill him now.
What? Drell, what are you...
No, stop!
Why? Drell!
That was murder.
Yes, it was.
Nissa, be careful.
And now, what are we going to do with you two?
Steady now. Steady.
Steady.
I dressed your wounds, but I'm sorry your hands have to remain tied.
I think it's the tether round his neck he objects to most. Can't say I blame him either.
We're keeping this marshman on a leash, injured or not. Doctor, we've been here far too long.
He's injured. Can you run up a rudimentary stretcher, perhaps, from the branches and...
No those... need. He's getting up.
The creature is clearly not as debilitated as its injuries suggest.
He's healing quickly.
Why did you do it, Drell? Why did you kill Farah?
Well, answer her.
Farah came here to die. Or rather, he was brought here to die. All this has been a long time in the planning.
What has?
Our revenge.
Revenge? For what?
We should move from here. You two, in the transporter. Do I have to tell you what will happen if you try to escape?
No.
Good. Get in.
Whatever he says. First chance we get, we escape. He's a madman.
Agreed. Do you think he was right about the doctor being in that explosion?
We should hope for the best, but we also have to assume we're on our own now.
Enough talking, you two.
Solas. Is it done?
She survived.
How?
The power surge didn't reach critical as quickly as we'd hoped. I've been tracking her bio-implant. She and other survivors are in the forest, on the move. They'll be lucky to survive for long.
We must be sure. She must die.
Oh, we'll make sure. Don't worry. Say, what have you got there?
Those two, they have a ship. But not a ship. A place of science. This was in it.
What a curious thing. Let me see. There's a component of some kind. You can see the connector. Possibly a power source.
It is important to them.
Well, then, that makes it important to me. Mind if I keep it?
I do not want their crystal, if it's part of their science.
I want to look at this ship of theirs in due course. For now, let's get away from here.
Turlo, did you see? That man Solas took the interface stabilizer.
Quiet. They're coming over.
We have to get it back.
The ground is starting to rise. We must be in the foothills.
It shouldn't take too long to reach the caves.
He's pretty chipper for someone who had trouble staying on his feet an hour ago.
Marshmen have remarkable powers of recovery.
I can feel that his pain is easing.
Say, it's that light over there, that blue light, see?
Oh, yes.
It's coming from that pool, a blue glow.
It's like the water itself is energized.
Spiders!
Spiders are everywhere!
Calm down, everyone! They're not interested in us. They appear to have come for the water.
They're drinking it.
It looks that way.
We should move on while they're distracted.
Good idea. It's curious behavior.
Right, let's check the tracker. There she is. About 2 miles away. Her and her group are in the foothills.
Those lights. That is them?
The transporter can track all expedition bio-implants, including hers.
Who are you talking about?
Nissa, all this has nothing to do with us.
The woman we have come here to kill.
Decider Lana Merian.
That is one spooky-looking cave.
It will give us shelter.
Everyone inside.
Who is this Lana Merian?
A decider, one of the three.
Why would you want to kill her?
Because of Decider Decree 1831.
What's that?
The death sentence for hundreds of the Haragi people.
2 years ago, back home, there was a natural disaster.
Farah mentioned a flood, I remember.
Yeah, earthquakes in the northern zone caused a tidal wave that threatened to wipe out one of our major cities.
Decider Merian invoked Decider Decree 1831. It was an emergency decree, which meant the votes of the other two deciders were not needed. The decision was hers alone.
So what was this decree?
It meant blocking the estuary north of our city to divert the tidal wave.
Did it work?
Oh, yes, it worked.
So the city was saved?
The tidal wave was diverted towards Haraggi lands. Most received no warning and were in their homes when the wall of water swept through.
I lost my mother and father and my brother. I survived because I was in the city selling food.
That's terrible.
My younger sister, Lorena, had married a Haraggi. Many citizens liked the simplicity of Haraggi life. She'd been married less than a year.
She died?
Oh, yes, she died. By order of Decider Lana Merian. The city contained thousands of citizens. She acted to protect them in favor of the Haraggi.
She is a hero to her people for what she did that day.
But we are her justice. She will pay. Lana Merian will not see another dawn.
I still don't see why you needed to murder Farah.
Don't you?
Merian sent several messages back to New Alzarius with details of the sabotage conducted by the outlaw Farah. He will be the obvious and only suspect, and conveniently dead.
And you?
I will be the only survivor. I'll escape in the boy's ship and will be a further witness against him.
And what about Drell?
There are rumors of a Haraggi working with Farah, but that's all they are. He'll leave with me on the ship straight away.
But what if Merian and the others survive?
There will be no survivors. No witnesses. We'll make sure of that.
And I'm afraid you two come under the heading of witnesses, so you have to die too.
Now, wait a minute.
Stay back. This gun doesn't stun. It'll put a hole in you.
Okay.
Good lad. Now, both of you, outside.
Two tunnels. Which way?
Does it matter?
It might matter a great deal. Let me see. No, not in here.
Why not that tunnel?
It's full of cobwebs.
Oh, spiders. Oh, great.
I think they've made their home in there. We should keep moving. But this way.
You don't hear me arguing.
Here we are. Just what I was after. Know what those are?
Fruit of some kind?
They're called river fruit. As you might expect from the name, you often find them growing in large quantities like this, near water.
We're having a picnic?
I'm afraid not.
Asked more in hope than expectation.
What are you going to do with us?
You're in for a surprise.
Ah. Another choice of tunnels. I'll wait here while I scout ahead down the left fork.
I'll come with you, Doctor.
Me too.
Right, stay.
You can sit down. I'll sit too, if that's all right. Do you understand me? I don't want you to be afraid. Oh, I feel you inside my head. Too much. Wait, I need to concentrate to make sense of what you're... Oh, you are a leader. Your thoughts, your words are very clear to me now, much more than before. My speaking, I am not sure how I learned, except by listening to them and making the sounds. I wish you could talk. It would be much easier. Oh, what are you doing?
Is it safe?
Wait! You can't go down there until the others come back. There is something in this tunnel. Something wonderful. What does that mean? What's down there?
There's something up ahead. A light.
Shimmering. And it's that same bright blue.
What is it?
Some kind of natural illumination, perhaps. Its source is further down the tunnel. Let's take a closer look.
It is done.
There we are. All nice and secure. Completely helpless.
What's the big idea? Staking us to the ground?
I have a horrible idea, I know.
I'll show you. Did you notice how these river fruits have detached from their vines? That means they're ripe.
Please, don't.
The young lady appears to know her river fruit.
What do you mean?
Have a listen. If I put one to your ear, you should be able to hear.
Scratching. Is there something alive in there?
Spiders.
Spiders?
Poisonous, apparently. Possibly carnivorous. There you are. 10 or so should do.
You don't need to do this.
When they find your bodies, it will be assumed you were 2 unfortunate visitors who fell victim to mistfall.
Tied up?
Solas, come back! Come back, Solas!
Drell tied these too well. They won't budge.
Keep trying, Turlo. Those spiders could break out at any time.
That is quite spectacular.
It's like the pool we saw outside, only much larger.
Bright blue and effervescent.
Is it just me, or is there something in the water?
You're right. Swirling around, points of bright blue coalescing and detaching. It's quite hypnotic. Oh, well, hello there. You look well. Lost your dressings, I see.
Fem, what is he doing here?
We followed him. We couldn't stop him. What's that?
We were wondering the same thing.
The water. It makes me feel safe. But how? Why?
I can tell you.
He can speak.
A newly acquired skill. He's a very fast learner, this one.
In my head, he told me he was a leader among the marshmen.
Stay back. Citizens, hold him.
No! You will not hurt me, and I will not be restrained!
No! What?
You ask what this place is. It is the heart of Alzarius.
What does that mean?
And it is protected by me and by my people! See!
Marshmen!
Dozens of them!
Everyone, stay calm! Don't panic!
They're all around us.
Yeah, and this time there's nowhere to run!
Turlo! I think this tire's starting to loosen. I can move my wrist.
I'm getting nowhere. Perhaps if I...
Turlo! The river fruit! The spiders are hatching out!
I can't see from here. How many?
4, maybe 5.
Can you get your hand free?
No, it isn't loose enough. They're on my legs!
We have to get free! They're on me now! On my chest!
Turlo!
They're all
provoke them.
Good advice, Doctor.
Marshman, please. Don't harm these people.
They took me as their prisoner, as their experiment.
Not to harm you, to learn more about you.
You would have left me in that cage, left me to burn.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we should burn you, you and your people.
No, they are good people.
They are enemies of Alzarius.
They come from Alzarius.
They have long since turned away from their true nature. But it would be fitting if they were to die here in the heart of Alzarius.
Fitting why?
Fem, come here.
Yes?
I do not yet have the words to explain. Perhaps you do. Reach into my mind. Can you see my meaning?
I think so. Yes. Yes, I see. I see the world of Alzarius and this place at its heart. They call it the Pool of Life.
Speak of it. Use your language.
Fem?
The blue elements in the water are energized minerals expelled by the crust of Alzarius. They infuse the water with life-enhancing properties. The water, in turn, permeates the soil and the vegetation. The waters are ingested by the marshmen and by all the creatures of Alzarius. Life on Alzarius is linked through the properties of this mineral.
That's incredible.
A fully integrated ecosystem. When I was here before, I found that the marshmen, citizens, and the spiders all share the same DNA. This is why. They have the DNA of the planet.
The minerals become energized during mistfall. All life that follows the mistfall cycle needs this to flourish.
And we protect it so that nature can prosper. We will not allow outsiders to endanger it again.
Again?
We were once visited by a great catastrophe.
What catastrophe?
I will show you. Come with me. Bring their leader.
Where are you taking us?
Decided we have no choice. And I for one want to see what he has to show us.
So, are there any more of you able to speak? Pardon me for asking.
Be still, Turno. See? They've lost interest in me.
Lucky you. I've still got two of them on me.
The loop around my wrist is definitely getting looser. If I give it another pull, yes!
Can you get your other hand free?
Yes. The ties around my ankles are the problem.
Quickly, Nissa.
Oh, that's it, I'm free.
Get them off me.
Wait, I don't want them to bite me. I'll use one of these stakes.
Careful!
I think they're angry. You make spiders angry.
Just hurry it up, will you?
This is the boy Farah's ship.
I was hoping for something a bit classier. Still, it looks solid enough. Plenty of fuel. Good.
We should finish our business with the Decider.
All right. We'll leave the transporter here. We need to move quietly. We'll take a portable bio-implant tracker with us.
We will walk in the mist?
Two of us should be able to avoid the marshmen. And if we don't, well, I'll have the firepower to deal with them.
Here.
Another cavern.
There's a pool here, too, but it's inert. Still water.
There's something wrong with the walls.
You're right. They look like they've melted. Which would need a phenomenal temperature, at least 1,000 degrees.
Here, there was once a pool of life also. It was made dead by the people of the machines.
The people of the machines?
Centuries ago.
You mean the crew of the Starliner, don't you? They did this?
I think we've lost the spiders. At last.
I've never known you run so fast.
Where are we? Oh, we'll never find the TARDIS in this mist.
Someone's coming. Get down.
There's some interference in the tracker signal. We might have found shelter.
How far?
Maybe 20 minutes walk. Yeah, this way.
Drell and Solas. We should go after them.
Why?
They mean to kill this decider person, remember?
Is that any of our business?
It's what the doctor would do. Come on.
What do you mean the Starliner crew did this?
Look at the roof of the cavern. It's open to the sky.
I see that. So?
That's not a natural opening. Look closer. The rock around the edge is melted.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what I think it means. It would have happened when the Starliner crashed all those thousands of years ago. The ship had suffered a critical systems failure and was falling towards the surface of Alzheimer's. Imagine a damaged engine power cell. It becomes superheated. Possibly the Starliner crew ejected. Possibly it detaches, but it falls towards the surface. The Starliner crashes in the valley. Power cell lands on the hillside above us, so hot that it melts a hole through into this cavern, where it explodes. A white, hot mass.
It was a time of mistfall, as you call it. Many of our people were here in this chamber.
I'm sorry.
They died. And the soil was poisoned.
She's gone into these caves. That's a clever move.
Is it safe?
Nothing's safe on this world. Come on.
We're not going to follow them in there, are we?
Where they go, we follow.
Marsh Leader, what happened here all those years ago was an accident.
A terrible accident.
You people who make machines. You destroy nature. You should not have come to our world.
If you want us to go, we will go.
And what if I want you to die? Will you die?
Marshman, just ahead. The tracker says Marion is there too. If she's alive, I've got an idea how to play this. Drell, I need you to go back to the entrance and wait.
Why?
Because for what I have in mind, you can't be around. But I'll bring her to you. Be ready.
Oh, great. A dead end.
Then let's go back. Drell and Solas must have taken another route.
Oh, yes. Let's just keep trying to find the killers with the gun.
Please, Marsh Leader, you are an intelligent being. Don't behave like the monster so many people mistake you for.
I will play the monster if it keeps my people and my world safe. But for now, we return to the pool of life. There, your fate will be decided. Come!
All right, all right.
Chin up, Decider. I think he's mellowing.
Whoa!
What?
Get back, you animals.
Solas, thank goodness.
There was no reason to kill that marshman.
Stay absolutely still. I trust these creatures are intelligent enough to understand that.
We understand.
I'm telling you, I heard a shot. A marshman has died. I can feel it. Steady, boys. It wasn't us.
This marshman can talk.
Super evolutionary development.
I am my people's leader.
Thank goodness you found us, Solas. There are others here, citizens and Fem. They're prisoners of the Marshmen.
We'll worry about them later. Let's get you to safety first, Decider. This way.
Decider! Lana, please. There's an opportunity here. Live up to your name and decide. No more violence. Let's talk, not shoot our way out of this.
I can't take that risk.
Stay. Make the brave choice. Be a leader.
Solus, get me away from here.
Gladly. Marshman, coming down the other tunnel. Run!
Goodbye, Doctor.
Decider.
Okay, okay. No need to be so rough.
Tegan, thank goodness.
Doctor, where is Decider Merry?
She's gone.
You could have run, Doctor. You chose to stay. You are most brave.
Thank you.
Almost foolish.
Well, which way now?
Let's take the left.
Wait, listen. Someone's coming.
There's a gap in the rock here. Come on, we can get out of sight.
Why are you stopping? Solus?
I'm going to leave them a little something from my backpack. An explosive charge. Enough to bring down the roof here and block this tunnel.
Our citizens are back there. And the doctor and his friend.
No hope for them, no. We have to keep those marshmen back.
No, deactivate that device.
Sorry, Decider. It's decided. Run!
Solus, you'll answer for this.
We need to get out of here.
He called her Decider. She must be the woman he's going to kill.
Hello? Bomb?
They said the doctor and Tegan are back there. Turlo, you have to warn them.
Me? Where will you be?
I'll go after those two. You get to the doctor.
Nissa! Oh, all right.
Where are you taking us?
We will find the one who took the woman. Your Decider. Then all your fates will be decided.
Leader, you should speak with Pem. She spent years with these people, lived among them.
They're not evil. They think a lot of you. You're their ancestors.
It's true, Marsh Leader. They want to understand us better.
Doctor, Tegan,
Turner, where have you come?
There's a bomb.
A what?
Everybody, get down!
You heard him! Everyone!
I think it's clear. A timely warning, Turlo. Thank you.
The explosion blocked the tunnel, though.
Where's Nissa?
The other side of the explosion. She should be safe. There was a man, Solus.
Yes, he rescued the Decider.
Not rescued. He plans to kill her.
He what?
He blames her for killing his sister and hundreds of others on their home world in a flood.
The tidal wave.
We have to get to her. Marsh Leader.
Doctor.
Can we agree to work together? That explosion targeted Marshmen and you Alzarians alike.
Agreed.
Is there another way out of here?
On this level, that is the only way out.
We could clear the cave-in, but it would be dangerous.
We'll have to try. If only there was another... Wait a minute. You remember the pools of blue water we found on the hillside?
Of course.
Those pools, and the larger pools in the chambers here. Yes. Come with me.
Solus, we can't just leave them. Solus!
Never mind that now.
Turlo has been in the water for a long time.
Yeah, someone should go after him.
Turlo's a strong swimmer. There has to be a way through from the pool of life. The blue water we saw outside proves it.
He has returned.
Turlo, what did you find?
There's an opening. A channel of some sort down there. Wide enough to swim through. Who knows where it leads?
There's only one way to find out, if you feel up to it.
You're being volunteered, Turlo.
I meant a marshman.
They've got gills.
So?
We don't. The Alzarians don't.
Tegan's right. We need to know if there's any way through for non-marsh dwellers.
Better than staying here, I suppose.
Good man.
Some of my people will go with you.
And me. I'm half marsh creature, Doctor. I'm a strong swimmer.
All right. The rest of us will try to clear a way through the cave-in.
Good luck, Turlo.
See you on the outside, I hope.
Turlo, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
You citizens, try to move the rocks at the top first.
What? They're turned into frogs.
We will work together.
Don't all go clambering over the pile. Form a line. Pass the rocks back.
Ready? Here we go.
Here we are. This cave leads out to the hillside.
We have to get to your transporter. We can use it to go back and rescue our people.
No.
Who? Araki, what are you doing here?
I'm here to take your life.
Solas!
Don't move, Decider.
What? But he's the one with the knife. You're pointing the gun in the wrong direction.
Tell me, does Decider Decree 1831 mean anything to you at all?
Decider Decree... Oh, no.
Yes. This is justice for all those you killed.
My sister. And Drell's family.
But you can't.
No, I'm not going to. We've agreed that Drell will have the privilege of ending your life. Any last words, Decider?
I can see the way through.
Not much longer, Marsh Leader.
I reckon I can squeeze through to the other side.
Tegan, no. We need to secure the opening first.
Doctor, the roof is giving way.
Tegan. Tegan, get back.
Doctor! Tegan!
Tegan, are you all right?
A few cuts and bruises, nothing broken. You?
Same. Leader, can you hear me?
Yes, Doctor. None of us is harmed, but we are cut off from you.
The roof caved in ahead of us, too. We're trapped in here.
What's that noise? Goodness, you're all right.
Yes.
Let me help you through.
What are you doing here?
I was going after this man, Solas.
Yeah, we met him.
I lost them in the tunnel, so I came back to see if I could find a way past the cave.
Well, we're very glad you did.
Dr. Solas has a woman with him, a decider.
Yes, he means to kill her. We need to hurry. Come on!
That was close.
Alterno, you survived.
Apparently so. What now?
We go back up the hillside. Back to the caves.
Marvellous.
You murdered my people. You murdered my family.
That's not how it was.
Sell that to my dead sister, Decider.
I regret those deaths. Of course I do. But more than 50,000 people, citizens and Haragi, would have died if the tidal wave had not been redirected.
Into the valley. 800 people.
We mobilized as fast as we could to evacuate the settlements. Where I miscalculated was how difficult it would be to communicate the evacuation warning to the Haragi. It was a tragedy.
So you tried to protect yourself, to keep the decree secret, but people will talk.
It was decided that the people did not need to know for the sake of both our communities.
By you and the other deciders.
By the Haragi High Council.
What?
I met with the Haragi leaders as soon as I could after the tragedy. I explained what I had done and why. I offered myself up to Haragi justice for them to try me and sentence me as they wish.
You are lying.
The Haragi Council declined. They understood the reasons for my decision, even if they didn't agree with it. Then they proposed that the facts should be withheld from the public record.
Why?
Because it was done and could not be undone. And because there would be many who would not understand through their grieving.
A deception. Sanctioned even by my own people?
Refusing to divert the flood would have resulted in the deaths of tens of thousands. Doing nothing would have been as positive an act of killing as making the decision to block that estuary.
Enough talking. You made your final decision, Decider.
No. Like I said to the Decider earlier, let's talk our way out of this.
Doctor. Oh, and his friends, too.
We heard everything, Solas.
Please, stop this before it's too late.
It was too late long ago.
Solas, you were responsible for blowing up the base, of course, and sabotaging the water tank, waking the marshmen.
For the spider in my locker.
Yeah, that nearly killed me.
I realise those acts of sabotage had to be the work of someone on the inside. When all this is investigated, others will realise the same.
All they'll know will be the reports they've already received from Outlaw Sabotage and that the base was destroyed.
Was it always your intention to kill everyone in the expedition?
Of course.
Cover your tracks.
The Decider's death alone would make her a martyr. The loss of her expedition and almost everyone on it would make her the leader of a mission that ended in a catastrophic failure. She would die in ignominy.
With these deaths, her people will feel such pain as the Haragi have endured.
You really think you can get away with it?
I'm getting away in Farah's ship. The rescue party will find me drifting a few light years from here.
What about Drell?
He will also be on Farah's ship.
But if the rescuers see him, won't that give the game away? He's not part of the expedition.
There is a storage compartment in the craft. I will be concealed there.
Is that what he told you?
It's hardly practical.
Shut up.
That ship belongs to the man you'll say murdered all those people. When it's picked up, it will be examined for evidence, every inch of it.
You need to think that through, Drell. Does that really sound realistic? Solas won't be taking you anywhere.
Solas?
Don't listen to them.
You said I would be safe. Did you intend to leave me here?
After a fashion.
You maniac! You've killed him! What did you do that for?
Your doctor's right. He'd have been a liability. Dead, he's another useful suspect in the death of the Decider.
Stop. Did you hear that? It sounded like a shot.
It came from the cave. Come on.
All right. Everyone up against the cave wall.
You're going to kill us too.
He's getting rid of more witnesses.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
What about the citizens in the tunnels? They'll get out eventually. They'll be working with the marshmen to free themselves.
How enterprising of them. Won't help, though.
Why not?
There are plenty more explosive charges in this bag. Enough to seal off every exit in these tunnels permanently. Now, it's time for you to die.
Do it, then. Do it, Solas.
I'm not going to kill you first, Decider. I'm going to make you watch as I kill all these others.
But they're innocent.
Exactly. I want you to die wallowing in their blood.
Marshman, stop him. Attack.
Doctor,
Never mind us. Marshman, stop, please. Stop. Thank you.
You'll live.
He was going to kill you, all of you.
Here, I've got the gun.
Be careful with that, Turlo.
I know how to handle a gun, Nyssa.
What I mean is it's still fully charged.
Turlo, you drongo.
Sorry.
Solas is getting away.
See what you've done now, Turlo?
We have to go after him.
Why? We've got his gun.
He was badly injured. What can he do?
He took his bag with him. It's full of explosives.
Stay here, all of you. Guard the Decider in case he doubles back.
Stay here? Seriously?
Come on, Tegan!
Which way? Which way?
There he is!
Come any closer and I'll activate this charge.
Don't be foolish.
I'm going to carry on down this tunnel, and this time you will not follow me. If you do, boom!
That tunnel leads to the cave-in you caused earlier.
This one, then. Thank you, Doctor. Remember, I don't want to see you again. Or I'll do it. I'll activate the charge. Goodbye!
Doctor? Are we just going to let him go?
Do you recognize where we are?
Should I?
This is the junction we came to when we first entered the caves. Do you remember? A choice of two tunnels.
Yes! And that tunnel...
is the one full of spiders.
Cobwebs! What's that? Who's there? Spiders.
I know how to deal with you.
I'm going to use the explosive to clear his path. Tegan, run!
You don't need to tell me!
There she is. My TARDIS.
Oh, no.
Nyssa, what is it?
So this is it. The blue box in the legend.
She's rather more than a legend, Lana.
Doctor, I need to talk to you.
One moment, please, Nyssa. I was about to offer the Decider a lift back to New Alzarius.
A lift?
Take my advice. Don't.
Not if you ever want to see home again.
Yes. Thank you, Tegan, Turlough.
A relief ship will arrive in time, but this is an opportunity to open a dialogue with the people of the marshes, with them as a go-between.
Well, that sounds like a very positive arrangement.
I would be proud to be the voice for both of my peoples.
Good luck with that.
Yes, well, goodbye. Give my regards to the people of the marsh.
Doctor, we're not going anywhere. We have to go back to the cave.
The cave? Why?
We need Solus's body.
You what?
The interface stabilizer. Doctor, Solus took the interface stabilizer.
Now I remember.
How?
Drell stole it from the TARDIS. He gave it to Solus. Solus put it in his backpack and...
Oh, great. Now we have to go back up the mountain.
What's that north?
To the east, a spacecraft.
I see it. That's far a spacecraft. You don't suppose...
I don't see who else it could have been to you.
That's how Solus was planning to make his escape. In Farah's ship.
Are you telling me Solus survived?
It rather looks that way.
And now he's skedaddled with this interface stabilizer.
Into the TARDIS, all of you. All of you, quickly! In. Goodbye again, Lana, Fem.
Goodbye, Doctor.
So sorry, no time. Now, let's see if I can get a fix on Solus.
Doctor, Farah's ship used iron-based engine technology.
So he'll be leaving an iron trail. We can track that.
Yeah, but can the TARDIS actually fly without this stabilizer doodah?
Theoretically.
Is it dangerous?
All I know is we couldn't possibly survive a trip back through a CVE without it, so if I don't get it back, we're trapped in E-Space forever.
Doctor, if we don't get out of E-Space, I'll never see Nika or Adric again.
Have a word of that, yes, sir. Brace yourselves, everyone.
Why? What's going to happen if you try to take off without this stabilizer?
I'm not entirely sure.
Marvellous.
Just do it if you're going to do it, Doc.
There.
Well, that doesn't sound too good.
What's happening? Doctor, do something!
We're out of control. Nothing's responding.